The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Somebody sabotaged me.
Mashing that little button over there helps.
It was either the computer screen or somebody sabotaged me that took me out of program.
Okay.
People have been trying to do that for a long time.
Yeah, we work on that every day after you leave.
Pretty much.
How to get Scott out of program.
That's Adele and Send My Love to Your New Lover. Harsh. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.
It is harsh. Oh, lots to go over today, Scott.
Yeah, we've got some goodies in here today.
We've got some goodies in here today. And then we also have some musicians.
That's right. We've been trying to get this guy in here for a while.
He's hard to get in here.
He is.
And you know, so
claims being busy and all of that.
Yeah, I get this whole busy. I got kids. I got work. I've got a band. I can't do anything. I get all that from him.
Yeah, we're talking about Jeff Carter, of course.
Okay.
And the Jeff Carter Group.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm slacking. I'm sorry, guys.
That's all right.
I'm going to come in every day, and you're going to be sorry you invited.
No, man. We could definitely use a little class around here.
Absolutely. And after you see how
I'll
we
try
treat,
to find you some.
After you, they have, I think they have some down at Sam's Club.
We
get ourselves a big box of it.
A pallet of class.
Yes.
Well, we're holding true to what we do, what we're trying to do on Friday mornings. We've been successful, except for last Friday, which was kind of a mess anyway.
Well, we were sort of kind of closed.
Yeah, hurricane will kind of do that, even though wasn't much stuff for us, but it caused havoc anyway. But we're trying to have musicians in every Friday morning, and one of the things we're tapping into is Backstage Pass that's happening at the Marina Civic Center, and of course tonight it's the Jeff Carter Group.
Mm-hmm. Yep, glad to be there.
How many times have you done that one?
This will be our fourth year.
Fourth year.
I can't believe it. I thought there was a 3-year limit, but I know Turtlefoot's done it like 15 years, so maybe that was just a little bit longer.
Well, Jeff, tell us just a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know you come from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you've got some music in your family.
I do, yeah. My dad was in the business from the 50s till he died. I mean, for 4 decades, he played on a lot of hit records, wrote some hit songs, and produced some hit records. And then my sister had a deal on Capitol and had some success in the country realm with Strawberry Wine.
Right.
Dina Carter, and dad was Fred Carter. And anyway, went to law school after a lot of years on the road and wound up in Panama City. I married a Bluntstown girl, and she brought me to the Panhandle.
There you go.
I hooked up with these guys, and the rest is history. We've been having a ball ever since.
So when you listen to music, what do you listen to?
I listen to Muddy Waters, Led Zeppelin, Vern Gosden, a lot of North Mississippi All-Stars, you know, blues, rock, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Old country sometimes.
Well, some of those guys you've met. I mean, because your dad played with them, those folks were around.
Yeah, we like the old stuff. And too, and kind of the jam band scene that's going on these days, you know, when the internet proliferated and you could get a hold of different music, that kind of expanded my horizons. I think the same could be said for all of us over here holding guitars.
Well, yeah, and you guys have, you've brought your instruments, except for Leslie. She carries hers with her all the time.
It's always with her.
Yeah. Mine is too loud. It's the tambourine.
Oh, you got to get closer to that. We've had this discussion.
I know
before.
It. I said mine.
Oh, you about hit her.
Talk to the mic, girl.
You about got it in the kisser there.
I figure if I clock her with that mic one time, maybe next time she'll remember.
Well, the tambourine is a little bit too much at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be better than a cup of coffee. You should have brought that thing with you.
But you guys have your instruments. I'm assuming you can play something for us?
Yeah, we can. And I want to just take a quick second in Radio Land and say we got Bruce Hebert over here on guitar and Bill C. on guitar and Leslie Mama Du Perdue, who we've just spoken to. But yeah, we can play a song and talk or look at you, whatever you want us to do.
We prefer you to sing, and then maybe we'll talk, maybe not look at each other.
Listen, I told Tom when I got here, I got a face made for radio, so this is perfect.
I do, too.
This way.
What are you singing for us?
Why don't we do an original? This is called I Just Want to Go. Hopefully early morning voice doesn't kill us. Well, I've been up to Cleveland, but I'll take Atlanta any day. But there ain't nothing wrong with hanging up north, but I'd rather head the other way. I need a little bit of warmer weather, and I can't get no cornbread in New York State. It's a slower pace down where I'm from, there's not a single thing about it I hate. But I just wanna go back to the place where I began. See the beauty of that gentle roll in Georgia land. Well, I've been all over and I have seen things that I cannot believe. And now I'd like to see my home and I never want to leave. All right. You can kick back in the evening and drink a cold one and tell some lies. Have a laugh with your better friends, checking out the crickets and the fireflies. Till the time comes around once again, we gotta head out on the road. About 20 cities from right now, the only thing that I'm gonna know is I just wanna go back to the place where I began, to see the beauty of that gentle road in Georgia land. Well, I've been all over and I have seen things that I could not believe. Now I'd like to see my home and I never want to leave. What I don't want to see is what I don't want to know. There's some place I got to be and I can't wait to go. I just want to go back to the place where I began, to see the beauty of that gentle rolling Georgia land. Well, I've been all over and I have seen things that I cannot believe. Now I'd like to see my home and I never want to leave. I just want to see my home and my loving family.
All right, good job. Jeff Carter Group this morning. What's that one called?
I Just Want to Go.
You wrote that.
I did, yep.
Do you get a lot of opportunities to write?
Not as much as I used to. I used to write constantly. But,
really?
Having kids and work, like Tom was hard timing me about earlier. You know, I got a pen in my hand for the wrong reasons too much these days.
I hear that. When did you start playing and when did you start writing?
Started playing, I really don't remember, when I was a little kid.
Sure.
Started taking it serious in junior high and probably started writing in, I don't know, high school.
Your dad was 17. A good guitar player.
He was, yeah.
Did he teach you?
He didn't.
Really?
No. Well, he was so gifted and such an awesome guitar player, but he was also kind of a hard guy to... he wanted to give it to you the right way.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So he learned to play it down here. As soon as you figure out that that's an E, he's playing the E up here.
Right.
And you're like, Dad, stop playing it in different places. I can't follow along. And then we stopped playing together.
Yeah.
But I picked it up from watching him.
Well, I've tried to teach my kids piano and that sort of thing. It's the same.
It's tough.
It's a little hard.
Knowing something and teaching something is two entirely different worlds.
Sure.
I'm a terrible teacher. I couldn't teach guitar.
Well, you might be able to.
I don't know. I'll never be the guitar player he was either way. So.
I don't think he needs another occupation. From what I'm hearing from him, he does not need another occupation. So
I don't.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got the Jeff Carter Group in here, and maybe you guys can play us another song here in a few.
You bet.
All right. We also have some Journey coming up. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Way to spend your time sitting on the front porch drinking wine. Country living just suits you fine. Ain't a lot of way to spend your time. Country living lately, country living, you're out on my mind all the time. Country living, baby. Country living, it suits you fine. Suits you fine. She got simple things, she got simple dreams. All she wanna do is shake a tambourine now. Playing with the band all night long. Girl, country living, you can't go wrong. Country living lately, country living, you're on my mind all the time. Country living, baby, country living, it suits you fine, suits you fine. Raised on catfish, grits, and bread. Doing all the things a mama said.
raised right up here on Turkey Creek. Country girl, you make my life complete. Country girl, you make my life complete. Country living lately. Country living, you're on my mind all the time. Country living, baby. Country living, it suits you fine. Suits you fine. Living on country.
Awesome. We've got the Jeff Carter Group in the studio this morning. They're playing tonight at Backstage Pass. Doors open at 6:30. Costs $5 to get in and be up close and personal. And you've got, is this a whole band?
This is most of us. We got Sean Perry couldn't make it, and Scott Fryer. I don't know if Scott, if you're listening, buddy, in your
He's
shop
a drummer?
Or your house. Yeah,
He's I used
drummer.
To play drums with him.
Yes,
or I play with him. We played at North Star together.
Scott's an awesome drummer.
Yes, he is.
Sean's an awesome piano player, keyboard player, all around. This whole group is the best bunch of people I could have hoped to.
Sean's
going to
be here tomorrow, isn't he? With
Sean,
Mike Thompson.
Sean
band.
Will be here for our live entertainment.
Yes.
I think starting around 6:30, 7:30.
I think 6:30. Sean plays with everybody. Is there somebody in town he doesn't
know,
play with?
Well, I don't know anybody he doesn't play with.
It's difficult to conceive of anybody who can play more things than Sean can.
That's
so,
right.
He's just one of those guys. The Reasonable Doubt, actually, is the name of the band that's going to back up Mike Thompson. We're calling them the Mike Thompson Band. The Mike Thompson Group, yeah. It's Reasonable Doubt. So if your fans are Reasonable Doubt, and a lot of you are, come on up here. It's a free concert tomorrow evening on the back deck of the ATC.
Stop by the whole time, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
We'll feed you free.
And Leslie, you're singing with everybody. So if I need a background singer, I know where to go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because you sing with Mike Thompson, Will Thompson.
Yes.
You got me stuck on Mike.
Yes, sometimes.
Will Thompson. Yeah,
most of the time.
Very good.
And Tidewater Bluegrass Band with Dr. Aiken.
All right.
And
there's another person I've been trying to get into the studio for 35 years would be Rush and his group and... No luck yet.
I don't know Rush. I hear he's a super talented guy.
I'll try to work on him for you and see if I can get
him in here.
Yeah, we need to get him in here on a Friday.
All right.
Work on that, Tom.
I know. It's just, he's a doctor. He makes so much money by the minute that giving up, coming up here is an expensive concert. Coming up here is an expensive concert.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, how much time did you spend on the road? I know you did some touring. And
I did.
Yeah. How much time did you spend out there?
I was out probably 14 years.
Wow.
About half of that solid and the other half kind of off and on. I had a writing deal in Nashville and Los Angeles. Had a record deal for about 5 minutes. That was an interesting experience. And then was out with my sister, Jake Owen, Jamie O'Neill. We toured with Keith Urban, Alan Jackson, Bob Dylan.
Really?
Lots of different people.
I know those folks. I mean, I don't know those folks. I'd love to meet those folks, but...
it was a lot of fun. The Bob Dylan stuff was a lot. That was the most interesting tour. It was also one of the shortest ones. But
really?
That was a different deal, but we were super proud to put that on the resume.
Of course. Now, it's because of your touring that you actually met your wife, right?
That's right. Yeah, met her at the Civic Center.
That's perfect.
So I've spent more time on that stage than any other stage ever, and I've spent many thousands of hours on stages by now, and so to be able to get to go back there and play a lot right where I met her and saw her for the first time is a lot of fun.
Well, I bet
it is just the best story.
I know it is.
Oh,
I've heard
man.
It before.
It's kind
it
of a
is.
Cinderella story.
It is Cinderella it is. For sure.
I wonder if she's listening right now. Can I tell the groupie version or the real version?
No,
I
won't tell the version. Tell
no,
it.
No.
I think you got the better end of the deal, by the way.
I'll kick my coverage.
Yeah, I was going to say he's outpunted his coverage there for sure.
Tom did. I did. You did. I know how it works. Yes.
Every guy I know. Did. I'll say all these guys over here did.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Leslie, did you outkick your coverage?
Did. I did.
Or did Mac? Was
poor,
it you or
poor
Mac?
Poor fella. He had to raise me.
That might be a
We'll have to ask Tracy and Michelle about Bruce and Bill.
Jeff, that might be a musician thing, you know.
It could be.
Oh, Jeff, well, just give us the quick version here.
Well, we had rented the Civic Center. We're going on tour to open up for Alan Jackson for the second album with Dina. She's like, man, let's get out of Nashville and find somewhere to be. And our tour manager says, we got a great deal in Panama City, so let's book it. So we came down here. It was spring break. We rehearsed for 5 days, and then we put on a dollar show. Maybe it was a $5 show. And it sold out, and we had a great show that night. And this kid was standing in the front row, and he had a sign that said, guitar picks, please. And I kept throwing picks out there, and the older girls would grab them from him. He was like 10.
Sure.
So I told him after the last song, I said, I'll be right back. I got to go in the back and get some more picks. I come out and the kid's gone, but there's three overserved FSU girls, I'll put it that way. Will you take a picture of us? And I said, yeah, sure. And they said, well, our friend's got the camera. She's in the car. So they went and got their friend, and the friend was Jessie.
Mm-hmm.
And she walked in the back door of the Civic Center, and I was standing on stage wrapping up my cables, and I saw her and went, oh, boy, who is that? And that's it. Rest is history. We sat on the back steps and with chaperones, the three girls and a couple other ladies from Bluntstown that happened to be there. They wouldn't let her out of their sight with me, so I sat on the back steps for a couple hours, and that's how I got to know her.
Did you have
that's
long
a guitar
hair
player
then?
Reputation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I
saw a picture with you with the long hair. Yeah. I wouldn't have let my daughter with you alone either. With the
no,
long hair.
I look like Ronnie Van Zant.
Long, curly hair.
You did.
Yeah. Girls
so
like
are,
that.
Are you guys still friends with the other three girls?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen them in a long time, but I know Jessie keeps up with them.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So that's our story, man. Haven't gone a day without talking since then. That's almost 20 years ago.
Well, congratulations.
Old married couple.
It's 9:30, and we're listening to the Jeff Carter Group here on the mix. Can you guys get us another song and get ready to go here in a few minutes?
I'm sure we can.
All right, we've got a weather forecast, and we'll be back with the Jeff Carter Group right here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. The mix on 90.7 WKGC. We've got the Jeff Carter Group. Keep on growing, right?
Yes, sir. Bonnie and Delaney.
That. All right.
Yeah.
What's on your set tonight? Backstage Pass.
We have some original stuff. Maybe, I don't know, 5 original songs and then a bunch of covers. And some. We try to do some covers that you may not have heard. You might not be familiar with, like that one. And then we'll throw in a Pink Floyd song, something crazy.
Maybe Pink Floyd, what do you got?
We'll do Breathe, maybe nice. Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Oh, cool.
Kind of gauge the crowd, you know, if they're overserved. Again, we'll use that for a radio term. And they look like they're having fun. We'll throw something weird out like that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And we always try to come in with a surprise tune at the very end that nobody's expecting, and we hope that's going to go over pretty well tonight, too.
Yeah, we got a couple of new things. We'll see
excellent.
If it works out. If it does, if we fall flat, we'll have fun doing it.
Very good. So, musical influences. I mean, when you know, I know we talked a little bit about what kind of music you listen to, but I mean, when you think about a musical influence, who influenced you? Who or what group might that be?
Oddly enough, man, Van Halen. I mean, that's the whole reason I started playing guitar. People say
that is queued up in my deck next.
but I mean, really, that's what got me turned on. I was a kid, you know, watching MTV and
sure.
And but hearing Dad, that was the root stuff, you know,
right.
The country music and. And blues. He played a lot of blues around the house. I mean, people associate my family with country music, but it's really more blues and roots and that kind of thing.
Right.
But he was a Louisiana guy and came up going and sneaking and watching Muddy Waters at juke joints and also playing country music with the family and also singing in church. So you had that whole Louisiana thing going on. I think it's common for a lot of Southern people that
sure.
came up playing music.
That's pretty cool.
No, I can't play guitar, but if I did, I would want to play like Eddie Van Halen.
You play other things. I wish I played piano.
I don't claim to play very well, but I can.
No, I know better than that.
I can hack my way around a little bit. What about the rest of y'all? How long have you guys been playing? How long have you all been playing together?
How long have we been playing together?
I think I've been with you guys for 3 years, and you and Bill were established before that. And
about 4 years for me and Jeff. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Leslie
newbie.
Joined us.
You're the newbie? Newbie? You're the newbie?
Yeah, I'm a newbie.
When she's available, because she plays, like we said, with
every she plays in every group, so you just kind of have to some
you
kind
stand
of advanced,
in line.
An advanced booking system to get her on your
gun
group,
for hire.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Well, her number one booking's a grandkids, so we can all get in line.
All right, how many grandkids you have?
I've got 12.
12?
Yes.
Ooh.
Do you make them wear name tags?
Yeah, I do.
She started it, too.
I started at my poor husband. He had to raise me. We got married when I was 16. And he was 21, and
I've got 3 kids, and I can't even keep all their names straight, let alone 12 grandkids. That's a long list to go through all their names to get to the right one.
I was going
to
say, do you go through the entire list like all of our mothers? Probably?
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I have to think about it. What's your name?
And
let me say this: I tell people all the time. I tell these guys, this is the band that I always wanted to be in before I knew Jeff and Bill. Before I knew of these guys, I thought this is the kind of band I want to be in.
Sure.
And when I met them, and it just instantly we hit it off. Jeff came down to a gig my band was doing down at the old Granite Cafe, and that's where we first met. And then later met Bill, and it just seemed like that was destined to happen.
Sure.
And so now I'm living the dream. I'm really getting to play with the guys that I love to hang out with.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be said for all of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's more of a hang than anything. We just like to be around each other. So
well, that's good.
And that makes playing music that much better.
Sure does. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're kind of a tribe.
We are a tribe.
A gang, right?
We've been called worse than that before.
If we were young and tough, we'd have been a gang. Oh, well, those days are past.
I don't want to be part of that.
Well, we've got more music, hopefully, from you guys. We'll try to get as much in as we can. But since you mentioned Van Halen, we'll play a little Van Halen.
Keep it up, man.
Did you have a favorite Van Halen song?
Oh, man, what were we playing last night? Ain't Talking About Love.
I don't have that one.
You probably do that this morning.
I've got Jump ready to go.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC. This is The Mix with a little music there from Billy Joel, River of Dreams, Van Halen just before that, and Jump. And we have in the studio with us the Jeff Carter Group playing tonight at Backstage Pass at the Marina Civic Center. $5 to get in. That's the best deal around.
That is.
I mean, really.
And they'll have beverages, adult beverages, and snacks there as well. So you need to get down there
That's
early.
That's the problem. I'm not an adult.
That place is...
Or at least I don't act like one.
We've noticed.
That answers the question where I want to hang out when I grow up.
There you go.
Where I want to be. We'll go to hang out at Backstage Pass where they have
Backstage Pass is pretty cool.
Beverages.
Yeah, it's a cool it's a cool place to be. I mean, it's really nice. They use the huge stage and they use it sideways. And Jeff and friends will be out in front of the fly rail. It's all neatly lit. John does a great job with lighting it. And absolutely great performance. And one of the best deals you can ever find at $5.
It is. It's the best thing going for local bands, too. There's some regional bands, but to go and play in that setting, that venue, like you said, the lighting and the sound and the setup, and get right there close and personal with the audience.
Very intimate venue there. And,
absolutely.
And you get a lot of interaction between the artist and the audience in that. It's a
neat
place.
And they take great care of you, too. They do.
They
take great care of the bands.
That's a very professional group
John,
down there.
John, Jennifer, and Donnie and all those guys, it's great. Mm-hmm. Donald Schwartz, good bunch of people. We appreciate them.
Yeah. Backstage Pass tonight, 6:30. The doors open at, what, 5:30?
5:30.
Get there and get early.
Yes, sir.
And get a place to sit.
Get early, get in.
Something like that. $5. The group starts at 6:30, and you guys play for, what, a couple hours?
Yeah, I think we have to be done, what, 8:15?
Yes.
So,
you don't have to be done at 8:15. Come on.
What are they going to do? Curfew. Maybe it's a union rule. I don't know. I'm kidding.
They'll turn off the sound.
You can
practice guitar all you want up there, but we're done.
We're going home.
We're going home.
It's going to be in the dark, too.
It's a family show. Maybe that's what it is. You got to get the kids in bed.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is 10 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. You guys have another song for us?
Yeah, we'll do one more. We'll do an original called Stuck in Mississippi. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Right on.
bay was red and the sky was blue. And I was only passing through. I pulled it over at the Dewdrop Inn, where I met a little waitress and my wheels began to spin. Stuck in Mississippi, stuck in Mississippi. With mud like that, it's really hard to get away. Sweet voodoo doll with the eyes so green showed me some things I ain't ever seen. Spanish moss in a live oak stand, so intoxicated, sinking in the quicksand. Stuck in Mississippi, stuck in Mississippi. With mud like that, it's really hard to get away. Stuck in Mississippi. Days are past, but they're never gone. A man can leave, but he can't move on. The kind of curse that you never break. Always dreaming of a pleasure that's almost more than I can take. Stuck in Mississippi, stuck in Mississippi. Mud like that, it's really hard to get away. Yeah, I'm stuck in Mississippi. Stuck in Mississippi. Mud like that, it's really hard to get away.
Oh, yeah.
Really hard to get away. Mississippi, really hard to get away. Really hard to get away. Stuck in Mississippi.
Something like that on the end.
It's the Jeff Carter Group on the mix this morning here on 90.7 WKGC. And you can hear more of them and the rest of the group.
Yes, sir.
Tonight at 6:30 at Backstage Pass.
Looking forward to it.
It'll be a good time. Of course, tomorrow night at, tomorrow night, it's the 60th anniversary here for Gulf Coast State College. And we'll have live music. One of your band members, Sean, will be here with the Mike Thompson Band, otherwise known as Reasonable Doubt, or whatever they decide to call themselves.
Yeah,
I think we got to make the check out to Mike. So
you know. I think we're calling it the Mike Thompson Band right now, but
Mike Thompson's Reasonable Doubt.
Something reasonably doubtful that it's Mike Thompson.
Has a reasonable doubt.
We have some live music tomorrow night here on the roof of the ATC. Like I said, right now in Studio A, it's the Jeff Carter Group. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're welcome back anytime. It doesn't have to be anything. Particular.
You guys,
come
you
back
guys,
and sing.
Yeah, exactly. Call me.
Yeah.
If you're doing a gig somewhere else, or you
just want to come sing
right. On a Friday, we're open for live music on Friday morning.
And fantastic. Truthfully, I'll override Tom. You want to come sing on a Tuesday? You can. You know, I'm good.
Well, I appreciate that.
I like live music.
The mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not the one who has to run it.
Yeah, but it's my show.
Okay.
So I can do whatever I want, right? I'm sitting behind the control panel here.
We're going to leave and let you guys work.
That's right.
Yeah, we better.
But we do appreciate y'all coming in. And again, thank you for being here again tonight, 6:30 at the Marina Civic Center. It's $5 to get in. Doors open at 5:30. And there's just a couple weeks left for Backstage Pass. Mm-hmm. And of course, don't forget, you've got to go in through the backstage door, right? Do they have the front just totally shut off?
The front's totally shut off. It's the door in the back on the north side of the building.
Okay.
That gets you into Backstage Pass.
All right. Very good. We're coming up on 10 o'clock. We've got Hall & Oates, Tony Basil, Van Morrison, Hootie and the Blowfish, and more coming up in the next hour. Plus, we'll check in with News 13's Anthony Peoples once again for another look at that weather forecast. We'll close out this hour of music with the Steve Miller Band, Space Cowboy, on 90.7 WKGC.